This year has seen the largest dust clouds ever recorded, traveling from the Sahara Desert over the Atlantic to the Americas, 70% more than usual. They started in June and continue this week to drop thousands of tons of mineral-rich dust. But this phenomenon, which happens every year, also contributes to the deaths of thousands of children in West Africa, according to recent research. Data from national health systems was compared with data from satellite monitoring the dust clouds, and the results showed that when the dust clouds are in the air, infant mortality rose. Now let's speak to one of the study authors, Marshall Burke, an associate professor from the Center on Food Security and the Environment, Stanford University. Good to have you on Newsday. To start with, you've compared two sets of data, satellite and national health surveys. Tell us a bit more about your process.
Yeah, and thanks for having me. So we wanted to understand how these dust storms that have been in the news a lot in recent days actually affect health on the continent where they mostly come from, on the continent of sub-Saharan Africa. And so to study this question, we put together data from household surveys that measured infant and child health throughout sub-Saharan Africa. These are data collected by local health ministries. And we related those to measurements of air pollution that we got from satellites, and specifically measurements of the amount of dust that was in the air. And with those two data sets, and pretty large amounts of observations on both the children and on the dust exposure, we were able to say a lot about how dust exposure affected child
Which health. Countries did you look at?
We looked at all countries or nearly all countries in sub-Saharan Africa that had data. But the largest dust exposures are specifically in West Africa. So that was a large focus of our work.
Right. I see Niger, Mali, and Nigeria being mentioned. Which of those are most affected?
So much of the dust originates in parts of northern Chad and other parts of the Sahara. This dust is then blown westward across many countries in West Africa.
Right.
And so the countries closest to the sources in Chad are often those most affected, but Mauritania, Senegal, Burkina, much of West Africa experiences dust storms nearly every year.
And it's particularly infants rather than adults who are affected by this.
Well, infants were what we were able to measure well in these data. I think adults are probably also affected negatively. We certainly know that adults elsewhere are negatively affected by other types of air pollution. But in these data, what we could observe were outcomes for infants. And these are often the most vulnerable, some of the most vulnerable members of our society. And indeed, they were quite affected by this exposure.
And is there a difference between the dust that falls in Africa and the dust that falls in the Americas?
So I think the main difference is the amount of exposure. So again, in the news recently has been these large dust plumes that periodically are blown all the way from Africa across the Atlantic Ocean and into the Americas. And as you noted, in the last few weeks, these dust storms have been historically very bad. Air pollution levels in parts of the Caribbean and even in the southern U.S. were very, very bad for a few days. What happens in sub-Saharan Africa, though, is they get this exposure even more intensely and much more frequently.
Right.
And that leads to much worse health outcomes.
In the next 20 seconds, what can be done to stop the thousands of children from dying or from breathing in this dust?
Well, one thing we studied is, can you actually stop the dust from being blown across? And we found that you can actually perhaps pump groundwater and sprinkle it on the desert and stop the dust from being blown. This has actually worked well in California.
That sounds like a really simple solution.
It's simple in theory. I think implementing it might be tricky.
Really good to talk to you. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. Marshall Burke from Stanford University. Newsday continues on the BBC.